To my Valentine baby.
Nah, yeah.
On Valentine's Day. Oh. Splat out! I really like it.
Gina, it's beautiful.
Doing the butt.
You didn't like my gift, that's all you had to say.
The thought was beautiful, but the gift was all wrong. The father's so tight, he can back into a wall and suck out a brick. You could never be like my mother.
You're right about that, Martin. I can't grow a mustache.
You better stop before I say something I'll regret.
Too late. You already have. No, I'm going over there. I gotta go talk this up. Martin! My statue! You just threw my stuff in a box like you were gonna throw it out for garbage? Maybe we are too different, Martin.
Well, I guess we gotta do what we gotta do.
This is when me and Gina went to Lake Michigan, man. Tommy,
bro.
Cole.
Look, man, ain't there a game on or something? We've been watching this for 3 hours, man. Come on.
No, man, all right? We're watching home videos. I need to find out where me and Gina went wrong in our relationship, man. Oh, yo. This is my baby in a bathing suit. My baby had it going on that day, y'all. Look, now she's modeling for me.
Look, she flirting with you now, bro.
Now look, she pulling down. Whoa.
Yo, man. Yo, Tommy, you ain't seen nothing, did you, man?
Huh? No.
I ain't think so. Cole! You ain't seen nothing, did you, man?
No.
Huh, you sure you ain't seen nothing?
No, never saw that.
Okay, cool, because if you did, I'm about to kill you, man.
Yo, Tommy, come on, man, let's get up out of here.
Man, why don't we just go to a club? I'm telling you, sitting around here feeling sorry for yourselves, not doing any good.
Oh, man, you brothers go ahead, all right? I ain't ready for no club right now.
Come on, Martin, look. There is a whole new crop of women out there, man.
And they're easy to talk to, boy. Telling you, look, use this line, never fails, all right? You walk straight up to the first woman you see. Say, yo, woman. You're so beautiful, I'll lay down and die for you. Then just lay on down, right down on the ground. I'm telling you, it works every time women go wild for that.
That works, Cole?
Unless the woman got a dress on, then you just get kicked in the head. But you still get that peak.
Time to go out into the world, oh, Martin. Come on, man.
Nah, yeah. Man. No. Time is telling you, man.
It's kind of sad putting our whole life together away in a box.
Not as sad as this poem he wrote you. How do you go, girl? Let me count the ways. Now, come on, Gina. That is sad.
He tried, okay? Well, this is it. Goodbye, Martin.
And good riddance. I mean, Gina, it's time you found a new man. And you need one now. And I've got the perfect guy for you.
What? No, I'm not ready yet. Excuse me?
Come on, Gina, you just cannot sit at home. You have to get on with your life. And besides, this guy's perfect.
Then why haven't you dated him?
Because he is my cousin Leon. There are laws against that.
I don't know. It took me a long time to find Martin. It's going to take me even longer to get over him.
Plat out. Woo!
Girl, he's gorgeous.
I know.
Girl, he looks like Denzel Washington.
Oh, wait a minute. That is Denzel. That's my cousin Leon.
What are you doing?
Calling him.
Who?
My cousin Leon. Who you think?
Hang up! Hang up him!
Wait a minute, Gina. You have to eat dinner. He has to eat dinner, so you might as well do it together.
No, no.
Hello, Leon. Hi. It's Pam. Yeah, I have a girlfriend here that's dying to meet you.
I hate you.
Yeah, she saw your picture, and child, she just fell in love with you.
I did not. Get off the phone, Pam. I'm not playing.
Her name is Gina Waters. No, she doesn't have any kids.
Oh, God. I'm not listening to this. I'm not listening to this. Tell him I'm pretty. Tell him I'm pretty.
She's pretty, and she's wholesome, too.
What?
She's a pretty, wholesome, church-going family girl, huh? I think she's even a virgin.
Pam!
Would you be quiet? He is a minister at the church on 3rd. Now, would you trust me?
He's a what?
Uh-huh, tomorrow at 8. That'd be great.
I can't go out with a minister.
Okay, she lives at 120 North Hunter Street, apartment 4C. Okay, I'll talk to them. Bye.
I'm hooking you up. I'm gonna kill you. Oh, I'm gonna kill you. Pam, I am angry. I'm very, very angry with you. So you think he's gonna like me?
Come on! You ain't got put, man. What are we doing here?
We're here to have fun, remember? Hey, how you doing, man?
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, that's right, ladies, a little single man up in the house now. Yeah. Go on, now. Look at your girl with them boots. You better slow down before you burn up.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, man, it's like Toys R Us up in here, but the lines ain't as long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boy, put a pacifier in it. I see you looking at me. Come on, bring it on. What's up? Oh, you gonna try to diss me? Well, you better get that horse back his hair.
Deirdre, 2 years ago, remember?
Oh, hey, Deirdre, how you doing, baby?
Mark, you remember? We met at a club.
Yeah.
Then went back to your apartment and made love. And I asked you if you still respect me in the morning, and you said yes.
Oh, with all due respect.
Yeah. Well, you never called, Mark. And I sat by that telephone for 2 years. 2 years, Mark. Who do you think you are? Did you ever sit by your telephone for 2 years, my Mark? I don't think so. Try sometime. News for you, Mom. You ain't all that.
Hey. That's why I ain't calling you, because of your attitude. And get your neck fixed. What's wrong with you, man?
Got kicked in the head by a lady with a dress on. I got my peak, though.
Excuse me, aren't you Martin Payne?
Hey, listen, woman, okay? I called you, all right? All right? But they said please don't call here no more. She don't live here.
What are you talking about? We've never met.
Oh.
But I think that you're the sexiest thing alive. Every time I listen to your voice on the radio,
hey.
I just get all hot and steamy.
What's up? Well, girl, then you take off this jacket for you get a heat rash up in here, girl. Oh! Damn! Yo, what the hell are you, a cheer pet?
It's just a little chest hair. The Europeans find it very sexy, don't you?
Hell no, that ain't sexy. Get out of here, Sasquatch. Go. Shave your knuckles. Oh, I was caught up. Gina, why? Why you got me out in the club looking for new love? You was my baby, Gina.
And it's
Excuse me. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm cool. Just air conditioner keep on dripping so foul, you know. But I'm cool. I'm cool, aww. Yeah.
You just broke up with your girlfriend, didn't you?
Is it obvious?
Yeah. How long did you two date?
Well, we were together for a year and a half. A beautiful year and a half. Sometimes you gotta let it out.
I know what you mean. I just broke up with my boyfriend too.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
You must get real lonely, huh?
Yeah, I do.
You know, I don't even know what I'm doing here, you know? My partner's dragged me out of the house.
You know, I didn't want to be here either. What? I can't stand clubs. I mean, I'd rather be at home watching the Pistons play.
No, you did not say you liked the Pistons.
Yeah.
Girl, I'm Martin.
Nicole.
Hey, Nicole.
Well, Martin, I think I should go. You know, I mean, I didn't want to bother you, but you just look like you needed a friend.
Nicole? I do need a friend. Be my friend.
Okay.
Thank you for coming. Thank you. How about two friends get together tomorrow night for dinner?
You know, I'm free all week except for tomorrow night.
Oh, but I want it tomorrow night.
Okay, you got it. I'll cancel my plans.
I'll start making some.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is this
no,
any better?
No, absolutely not. My cousin may be a minister, but he's still a man, Gina. Just wear what you have on. It's perfect for Shea Maurice.
Shea Maurice? Mm-hmm. No, Pam. That's where Martin used to take me.
Not anymore. Martin's history.
Hello, my sister cousin. Oh, look at you. Oh, you done grown. You just busting out every which you wear. Now, I have not seen you down at the congregation lately. Tell me what's missing from C-H blank blank C-H. You are. Think on that, would you please, just for a minute. Damn. Well, now you must be Gina. Well, does the Lord know how to create a thing of beauty, or does the Lord know how to create a thing of beauty?
Thank you.
I am Reverend Leon Lonnie Love. Can I bless you two times? Amen and amen again.
Well, I better be going. I hope you two have a wonderful time. Gina, I think I will be borrowing that jacket after all.
Thank you, Pam.
Oh, and my sister cousin?
Uh-huh.
I will be expecting you at Bible class next Saturday. I'll be speaking on the evils of fornication, adultery, and all things of a sexual nature. Oh, and Deaconess Rubella will be bringing the fruit pies.
You just be sure to keep my pew warm.
Oh, I'll do that now. Lord, you done grown. Well, now, Mama.
Leon, look, I have something to tell you. I just broke up with someone, and I'm feeling a little rushed into this date.
Well, I know. You a good girl, ain't you, Gina?
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you get on your knees?
What?
Oh, and pray. And pray with me. Now, you might want to close your eyes, because this may require some laying on of hands. Sister Gina is going through a period of intense struggle, and she need to be strong. There are many evils out in the world today. And Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub, come
clothes in many forms. Not just the form of a sock pant. Can I get an amen? Make it go a little faster.
Amen.
Thank you, baby. He may come in the form of a man who has not been out with a woman in 3 years. 3 years, 6 months, 2 weeks, and 14 hours to be exact. A man that just want to lay his hand on that soft, supple, perky little... Down, take it! I rebuke you on the Prince of Darkness! Down, I say! Let's go eat.
Look, I don't know about this. I'm feeling a little
Gina,
anxious.
Just relax. It's only dinner. Because as you know, it's always better to break bread with your fellow man than to eat alone.
Okay.
Mercy, mercy. Damn it, mine eyes. Damn it, mine eyes. Gina, it's the first El Dorado on the right. This brother here is a minister from the Church of Heavenly Bodies. You know, he and I used to pimp together when we were back in Cleveland. Now we only pimping for the Lord.
Let me ask you something. How is it that ministers can afford these kind of restaurants?
Well, as you know, my sister, God does provide. God provides like a son of a bitch.
I'm telling you, you're gonna love it, all right? Just get the appetizer, all right? Okay. So it's like that, huh?
Excuse me?
Now I just see a couple of friends. Let's go say hi.
Oh, God.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Sometimes I just feel it, that's all.
Well, don't fight the feeling now, baby. Don't fight it.
What's up now? How you live?
Hi.
How you live?
Hi, Martin.
All right.
Leon Love, this is Martin Payne.
Brother man, sister woman, you are truly blessed.
And you know that. Yeah, well, this is my new girlfriend, my new baby. And she cute too, isn't she?
She sure is. But it's a school night. Doesn't your little friend here have to go home and finish her book report?
Oh, so I guess we got to go there, huh? Well, you're right. I'm gonna let you be alone, you and your uncle.
Martin, no, he is not my uncle. He is my new boyfriend.
Mercy, dost thou tempt me?
Well, I can understand how you're feeling, because this is my new baby.
You go, boy.
You what?
No. See, that's just a little expression that we use.
Monsieur and Mademoiselle, you'll be joining your friends for dinner?
Yeah. Bring a couple of glasses of wine. Hook us up.
I will not be imbibing this evening. You know, I can't remember the last time I tasted of the devil's nectar. Not since the old days when I was backsliding. Now the only spirits I taste are the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
What? So you know God like that, huh?
Oh, amen, brother.
So, let me ask you a question, man. Just what exactly do you do, man?
Well, I'm just a humble servant of the Lord.
Oh, well, then act like you're in heaven and serve a brother a biscuit, man.
Now, you don't want to mess with one of God's servants. One prayer from me and he'll take you out.
Whoa. You must have said something.
Stop it.
So, you're a religious man, huh?
Oh, amen, brother.
All right. So, I guess that means you won't be doing the nasty until you get married, am I right?
Oh, now, that goes without saying, brother, because as you know, I'm beyond mere carnalities, because the flesh can be so weak.
Well, you know, if it's that weak, brother, maybe you ought to get yourself an implant.
Yes.
it does one more thing, Lord, strike him down.
Martin, maybe you should just leave. Excuse me, waiter. Waiter, this is a private table. Could you please escort these people to their own table? Unless you have a drive-through window.
Did you say drive-through window? Now, that's funny.
Martin, let's go.
No, I'm not leaving. You leave.
What? This is our table.
Well, then take your table with you when you leave.
You guys, he's choking.
No, he is not.
Yes, he is.
Hey, you ain't gotta talk to her like that,
Jenny. You gonna take up a hard mark?
Hey, brother, don't fight it, all right? It's probably the Lord trying to call you home. Oh, let me help you out here, brother. Let me help you. Where you at? Right up in here? Right up in here? Check, please. This one's on me.
Let me get the tip.
Oh, man. What a terrible date, huh?
Oh, babe, it wasn't that bad.
Look, Nicole, I got a little confession to make. You know that girl Gina you met tonight?
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't an old friend.
I know who she was, Martin.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, damn. I blew with you, didn't I?
No.
No?
Martin, it takes time to get over a relationship. And I can already see that you're a caring and loving man.
Well, no one ever accused you of being blind.
And that's what I find so attractive.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You think I'm fine?
Mm-hmm. I also think that I'm in love with you, Martin Payne.